It's NFL draft week as well, and joining us now in the ticket hotline is our old friend. He was Mel Kiper Jr. before Mel Kiper Jr., the original draft expert. We're about the only show that still has him on for the draft, but still, the publisher of the Paltz Draft Newsletter. We say good morning to Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
All right, how it doing, gentlemen?
Hey,
great.
Are we ready for football draft or what?
Let's go, football draft.
Are you ready for your mock draft?
I'm ready. I've been taking notes. I've got everything compiled. I've been doing my research. I've talked to every team and read every internet. I know what's going to happen in this draft.
Okay.
Okay. You're like the new goose now. You know every pick.
That's right, Giorgio. Hit the music, gentlemen.
Okay, let's go.
Here we go. At the number one choose selection make of the 2024 draft make, the Chicago Bears. They take the player that everyone is talking about as the best draft man in the whole player man contest. The one who, without any other, could be considered a full-time solid man, and the player is none other than, without further ado, the one and the only, in the year of our Lord, 2024, Cedric Van Pran Granger.
What?
The center man for the Georgia Bulldogs.
They don't take Caleb Williams?
Who?
That's like the guy that everyone talks about as the, as you say, the best draft man.
Caleb Williams. Hold on a second. I'm not seeing him in the first few rounds of my draft, gentlemen.
I thought you looked at the internet.
Which is a shame, because I like his style. Oh, wait a second. No, okay. Here I found him. I'll reveal what happens to him here in a moment.
Okay.
Now, back to Cedric Van Pran Granger. This 6'4", 298-pound doodle-maker is an impressive... Some say he will be the center of record for 20 years to come. Make book on that, gentlemen.
Okay.
At the number two selection, choose choice make, the Washington Indigenous Commanders, fresh off an impressive 4-13 season, feel that they need to not wanting to be addressing a need in the form of a football contesting, and they know there is only one path to the greatness, and that is in the form of the one and the only do no further than other than what many people are considering the best player in this entire draft, none other than Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Okay. That's way too high for him.
The CB radio man from an Alabama.
A quarterback.
At a towering 5'11" and throwing his heft around at 199 pounds. This is one man who can cornerback the Indigenous Commanders to another Super Bowl.
Wow. If the draft falls this way, there are going to be a lot of shocked people.
What about... impressive selection draft make. The choose make will be choiced by, of, and for the Patriot from not the old England, but only the very newest of England. And these Patriots are still reeling from the sudden loss of Thomas Heinrich Brady and Bill Adolf Belichick, so they know that they gotta make a splash.
Yeah.
So it ain't
pass.
Yeah, they panic, though. Right after they panic because they aren't sure if they got a good enough pass for number three. So they trade up for the number two pick so that they can acquire the one and the only most refreshing player in all of NFL, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody wants him.
Most recently of the Washington Commandos. Now a total patriot. So now the Commanders get to go again with their pass. So they give that pass for addressing a need that they have in football. The Commandos need a pass rusher, but they don't see a pass rusher they like, so they get the next best thing, a guard. that you can't believe. A man that needs no introduction from Boston College with a knee-to-distance ratio of over 4.1, an ankle distinction grade of A double plus minus, the man who sounds like the material they made the one true cross out of, the commandos take 6'3", 314 pound, Christian Mahogany.
You still don't have a quarterback going.
At the number four, Georgie.
I want to know what a knee-to-distance ratio
is. They have a choose selection at number four. It's the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
The always successful Arizona Cardinals.
Always.
Coming off a winning 4-13 season, they decide they need to draft for speed and accuracy. Huh. So they search the internet for a replacement to the talent that they have lost, and they choose Arnel Pineda, the 56-year-old Filipino musical journeyman.
Oh, my gosh.
At the number five and number six, the Giants and the Titans, they both trade their picks to each other, so they both pass and they are out of it.
That doesn't make any sense.
At the number eight option selection choose, the Falconry lovers from Atlanta, GA, they look around the draft and they take the only player that everyone's talking about.
Who?
The one and the only, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
He's already been taken
twice.
The once and future newest New England Patriot. They want to convert him from a cornerback to a lineman.
Okay.
And they feel he's more of a natural defensive tackle. So they're going to have him bulk up from 199 pounds to just over 202 pounds.
Okay, that
should
work.
They got a plan. At the number nine selection, the Chicago Bears.
Here we go again.
They take Caleb Williams.
Okay, well, at least he has him.
He's
the
still there.
Back personages from the University of South Carolina Trojans.
Southern California.
Then Chicago feels that Caleb had probably fallen too far down in the draft. So they then trade up with themselves for the number one pick so Caleb Williams can go first overall.
Okay, that's one way to do it, I guess.
Which means that Cedric Van Pran Granger, the center man from Georgia, goes at ninth. Well, as you can imagine, after that ego bruise from falling first overall to almost out of the top 10, Cedric Van Pran Granger quits professional football and he is out of it. At the number 10 pick selection, the New York Jets, they debate between Rook or Horo from Clemson and Olamuyiwa Fashanu, the art from Penn State.
Offensive tackle.
But they ultimately say, hey, screw that. Let's take Ladd McConkey.
Okay.
The widest receiver in the history of Bulldog Georgia football. This man has the only distinction of record in the history of needed distance field vision, and he remains the only Bulldog in Georgia history to ever score over 70 yards in the first season alone.
Over 70.
Will make a great addition to the Jets' scheduled 2024 draft.
Do you have a cowboy name for us?
At number 24, Georgie, the Jerry and the Steven get into a fist fight in the draft war room.
Uh-oh. I can see that.
Steven wrestles the first slip of paper out of Jerry's hand. Jerry being his half-father from his co-sister, Veruca.
Gosh. Full father.
That's how Jerry comes co-sister. To Steven is through the Veruca line. Anyway, Steven wrestles the first slip of paper out of Jerry's hand. That slip reads, Caitlin Clark, a shooting woman from Iowa.
Okay. They are not going to take Caitlin Clark.
But Stephen Russell did away. Jerry tries to go up with another slip of paper. On that slip, Johnny Damn Football from A&M.
No.
Still trying to do it.
Still draft eligible.
Really. This is
Stephen
getting ridiculous.
Again, get the slip of paper out of Jerry's hand. Then the last one he wrestles from Jerry reads, the one, the only, Kool-Aid McKenzie.
Okay, that's enough. I can't do this anymore.
That's Christian Mahogany. And Jackson Powers Johnson.
Okay. Enjoy the draft, Ruby.
Thank you.
And Rook O'Horohoro D.K. Clemson. And Olumanu Iyawu Fashion.
Okay, we got to go.
Thank you. That's Ribby.
There goes Ribby Paulton's mock draft.